B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So, I have some information to give you guys.
Okay.
I don't want to get too excited because it's not final yet.
Well, you're talking about being in a major motion picture?
Yes.
And you said 3 minutes ago that it's something that we all know. It's a movie that we all know.
I'm going to be potentially in Bad Neighbor. Potentially.
The one with Seth Rogen?
Yes.
Like and Neighbors and then...
Zac Efron?
Yeah.
Right.
Are they doing a sequel?
No. No, this is the first one. So
how does that work?
Let me tell you a little thing or two about the movie business. So you go, the movie gets released nationwide and worldwide in theaters, and then they have the digital sales and all the retail sales. And then after that, it gets made for cable, it gets made for TV.
Okay.
Well, because these movies have cuss words in them, they have to hire actors to be to replace the filler cuss words with different words.
So you're almost doing like a voiceover thing.
Right.
Okay. So what country is this?
Well, I don't know. The company that I've been communicating with had a Finland address. So I don't know where this is going to air. I don't know the network. I just know I'm one of three people in the finalists.
Finalists?
Yeah.
Wow.
For which character? Because they all swear in that movie.
Yeah, that's true.
I am the, what's his name? Rogan character.
Seth Rogan.
You would be dubbing your words
right
for Seth Rogan. So you'd be playing Seth Rogan in a movie.
Pretty much.
Well, that's pretty big news, Roy.
Thank you.
Cool. Good for you, my man.
That's pretty exciting. And I don't think I sound like him at all, so I thought it was a weird pick.
Yeah, I was going to say, how does that work? And how do they decide?
You have to do a lot of auditioning, and they tell you, okay, kind of make your voice sound more like, you know, this and that. But outside that, it's all ad-libbed. So, they don't give you a script. You get the bad words, and then you have to replace them.
Is the director Nordic?
Yes, Roy, I need you to be a little more...
Oh, that's kind of French.
I don't know.
Give me a more Seth Rogen.
But you guys want to hear a little?
You have some?
Yeah. So this particular scene is in the movie when a baby was playing with something and he thought it was a balloon and he found out that it wasn't a balloon. And maybe you can pick out, it's just one little word that I was replacing.
Okay.
All right.
Is that a balloon?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You find a balloon?
Oh, crappy! That's not a balloon!
Is that good? You hear me?
Yeah, I heard you.
Crappy! That's not a balloon!
Yeah.
So you put the word crappy in.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Oh, do they tell you which words they want you to repeat?
No.
You said it's ad-lib.
No, it's all ad-lib. So you get sent, the audition process, they sent me 30 clips that had bad words in it. And then I had to send back my version of being Seth.
You find a balloon?
Oh, crappy! That's not a balloon!
Do you have more? I want to hear more.
Okay, I have one more. Now, this one I'm not very proud of. It was very difficult. And one thing that I found with this movie is that when they swear 20 times in a row.
Yeah, they do.
And so that's a bit harder, surprisingly.
Okay.
All right, so I'll play what the original sounds like, and then I'll play my version.
What?
Oh, no.
See, it's like a gazillion, back to back.
Yeah.
It's a scene where he's very upset about something.
And evidently, when they cut this for cable, that means it's going to be a lot of just, well, me.
Okay.
Here we go. Oh, no, no. Oh, puppy. Oh, gummy bears.
Oh. He sold us out.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Did you say puppy and gummy bears?
Wait a minute.
Yeah. What?
That's what you chose to ad-lib?
So, yeah, that's what I decided to go with.
Okay, hold on. Loren, let's listen to this again.
Okay.
Oh, no, no. Oh, puppy. Oh, gummy bears.
Oh, no.
He sold us out.
good choice.
You know,
because you know what I was thinking of? I was trying to, because I could see the scene.
Yeah.
I was trying to look at the mouth and see if maybe I could somehow match the mouth.
You have a little Seth Rogen tone in you, too.
I'm sure he was. Oh.
I don't think I do.
I was going to say maybe you were just acting. I mean, I thought maybe Roy was an actor and we didn't know.
I mean, if you're watching the movie and you see Seth and you hear this.
Oh, no, no. Oh, puppy. Oh, gummy bears.
Oh, no.
He sold us out.
Oh, puppy. Oh, gummy bears. What network is this going to be on? Disney Iceland?
Right.
I don't know.
Now,
but like all the other ones sound really good. That's the one I struggle with.
I just looked it up. This came out in like 2013.
Well, it's just getting the cable somewhere.
So that's what, it's not going to be in the theaters over there, obviously, because they can swear in the theaters.
This is made for TV.
Finished TV or whatever it is.
Wherever it's going to be.
What does something like this pay?
Pretty decent. Not as much as you think it would.
A couple thousand?
Oh, it wasn't. I mean, at the end of the project, maybe.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I don't know.
Do you get to walk the red carpet and stuff?
We haven't even got to, like, the whole payment thing. I'm still in the auditioning
phase.
I don't
think they're going to have a red carpet for something that's going to TV, Maney.
I know.
Hi, I was the voice of Seth Rogen when he said bad words. My name's Roy.
I always wondered how they did that, if they had the actors cut, voiceover bad words anywhere, or like cleaner versions of it.
That's what I've heard.
That's cool.
I've heard that they asked the actors to do it. I've also heard actors won't do it. Like, I think I've read a story somewhere where Robert De Niro doesn't like to do that, so they have to have somebody do it for him because you're ruining his art.
And I was also having fun with this when I was in the recording booth. I thought, you know, when you watch these bad foreign films or something, they always have funny words in there, and I kind of deep down secretly wanted me to go viral, so I thought if I could do stupid words, maybe somebody would get video of this on the TV, and then you see what I'm trying to do.
Yeah,
here?
I can see where you're going with that.
Area code 704 says Roy definitely sounds like Seth Rogen.
Never knew that.
Yeah,
but this talent agency said I did.
You don't speak the same way he does unless you're trying to.
Yeah.
So in like day-to-day life, no, I don't think anyone would ever realize it.
But I can get the tone when I'm acting.
Somebody else from area code 704 said, "Will Roy have to dub over Sausage Party?"
Oh my gosh, that's all they do. I think.
Is that a balloon? You find a balloon?
Oh, crappy! That's not a balloon.
You definitely sound like a mayor.
I think it's going to be great.
Well, good luck. When do you find out?
It's down to three people, so I think like in another week. And then from there, if I get selected, then we talk about how long this is going to take. I mean, I've never done this before, so I don't even know how long does it take to record over cuss words for a movie.
Will you change your Instagram bio to put played Seth Rogen in
I'm going to say
Neighbors.
I'm a Seth Rogen double. A paid Seth Rogen
that
double.
That is hilarious. Only you.
And if we ever get to interview him, I can't wait to say, guess what I did,
Seth? I know.
I am you.
Only Roy, right, Loren? Only Roy would find out about this and how to do it.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.